BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. There's been an outpouring of grief across Thailand as people mourn the death of King Bhumibol Adulyadet. When the news was announced, crowds outside the hospital where he was being treated broke down. King Adulyadet had been the world's longest reigning monarch. The American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. The Swedish Academy said Dylan had created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. It's the first time the award's gone to a songwriter. The Portuguese politician António Guterres has been officially appointed the next Secretary General of the United Nations. The former Portuguese Prime Minister said he would fulfil his role with gratitude and humility. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says 30 people were killed by a militia group which attacked the central town of Kagabandoro. The UN blamed the Seleka, a largely Muslim rebel group, which overthrew the government in 2013, sparking a civil war. The US Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he has substantial evidence to contradict allegations that he sexually assaulted a number of women. Mr. Trump told a rally in Florida that his opponents were conducting a vicious campaign against him, but he would gladly take the slings and arrows for his supporters. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said he believes the choice facing Britain in leaving the European Union is between a hard Brexit and no Brexit. He insisted that the UK would not be able to retain the benefits of EU membership after it left. The president of football's world governing body, FIFA, has been outlining plans to change the scandal-ridden organisation. Gianni Infantino told the BBC he aimed to increase participation in the game by a third and double the number of women players to 60 million. There'll also be changes to business practices. The FIFA Council is meeting in Zurich. And that is the BBC News.